We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The Drive at 5. The stories driving today's headlines. Brought to you by ServiceMaster of Greater Pittsburgh. When disaster strikes, demand the yellow van on 100.1 FM and AM 1020. KDKA.
Buckle up because it's time for the Drive at 5. Here we go with big news today from Giant Eagle. Starting things off in our Drive at 5, Giant Eagle announcing today the appointment of Bill Artman as the company's new interim chief executive officer, effective immediately. Mr. Artman most recently serving as president of supermarkets. He was overseeing supply chain operations, retail innovation, real estate and construction, as well as retail operations, merchandising, independent retailing, and culinary operations. He will assume the day-to-day leadership responsibilities for Giant Eagle and will take over for Lara Caret, who the board determined to separate pursuant to her contract. The board thanks Ms. Caret for more than 11 years of service as CEO, according to a release from Giant Eagle. As for Artman, they say he is well positioned to lead Giant Eagle during this time, having been with the company for nearly 40 years. In addition to being president of supermarkets, he has served in various leadership roles, including executive vice president and senior vice president of retail operations. They say he, quote, has a vast understanding of the business and a trusted reputation for his leadership and integrity among all Giant Eagle team members, customers, vendors, and various business and community partners, end quote. Again, Bill Artman taking over as interim chief executive officer at Giant Eagle. Allegheny County is taking a look at some public briefings on four bridge projects. According to a release from the Allegheny County Department of Public Works, they will be holding an online meeting tomorrow to brief the public on four preservation projects. One is the Ivory Avenue Bridge, number one, Ivory Avenue over McKnight Road, which is Route 19 in Pittsburgh. Hillcrest Bridge, which takes Bethel Church Road over Pittsburgh Regional Transit Light Rail, the Silver Line in Bethel Park. The Jack's Run Bridge, number three, Jack's Run over the Parkway North in Ross Township. That's 279. And the Bellevue Road Bridge, which carries Bellevue Road over the Parkway North on I-279, in Ross. The meeting will present preliminary construction and traffic control plans, as well as get public input prior to the completion of the final design there. Pennsylvania Commonwealth Court has ruled workers' compensation should cover medical marijuana costs. The court ruling that the two decisions in cases brought by workers who were hurt on the job were initially prescribed opioids for treatment, but in both cases, the workers sought to get their cost of medical marijuana covered by workers' compensation, asserting that the marijuana has been a more effective thing in treating their pain. In Teresa L. Fegley, the executrix of the estate of Paul Sheets versus Firestone Tire and Rubber, Sheets had been injured at work in 1977, according to the opinion written by a judge. He underwent two back surgeries over the years, treated the pain with opioids as well as narcotics. In 2019, at the recommendation of a doctor, he started using medical marijuana to deal with his back pain in the hope of eliminating the need for opiates and narcotics he had been taking, quote, for approximately 30 years. Medical marijuana afforded claimant pain relief and reduced his need for the opiates and narcotics. The reason why, Pennsylvania Commonwealth Court rules workers' comp should cover medical marijuana costs. Supreme Court asked to consider West Virginia's transgender athlete ban. The state is asking the high court to allow it to enforce a 2021 law allowing only those whose reproductive biology and genetics were classified as female at birth to play on girls' teams. The law is on hold while an appeals court reviews its constitutionality. Constitutionally, West Virginia's request comes at a time in the form of an emergency application, which means the justices could respond to it at any time. The president of Russia is hosting the president of China, referring to President Xi as a dear friend. Vladimir Putin is hosting President Xi and a Chinese delegation now, and both of them seem to be getting together to push back against U.S. power. The Chinese president's trip there is a symbolic shot in the arm to an increasingly isolated Russia, and particularly its president, Vladimir Putin, and they both seem to be pushing back against the U.S., calling each other dear friends. The two leaders held informal talks in Moscow for nearly 4.5 hours yesterday. Then today, talks between their full delegations taking place. In televised remarks after it, President Putin said that he had carefully studied China's recent proposal for ending the war in Ukraine, where Beijing has tried to portray itself as a potential peacemaker. By the way, this is a 3-day trip in all that underscores how Xi, unlike his predecessors, wants to position himself as a world-shaping leader and his country as a counterweight to America and its long-standing global dominance. Home sales bouncing up 14% in February as the median price drops for the first time in more than a decade. It's the first monthly gain in 12 months, largest increase since July 2020, just after the start of the COVID pandemic. Sales were, however, 22% lower than they were in February last year. So, yes, they bounced up, but it gives you an idea of how much they had been down. These sales are based on closings, remember, so contracts were likely signed at the end of December and through January, when the interest rates were significantly lower for mortgages. The average rate for the popular 30-year fixed loan hovered in the low 6% range through January. It bounced up as high as 7%, you may remember, last fall. Birth control methods that use a hormone to raise breast cancer risks as much as those with a combo, according to a new study. The studies have suggested for decades that birth control pills containing both estrogen and progesterone, a synthetic version of female hormones, may slightly elevate one's risk of breast cancer, but less research is focused on the risk associated with the progesterone-only contraceptives. Like the so-called mini pill, a study published in the journal PLOS Medicine found that the risk of developing breast cancer is similar across all of these options, whether they rely on one hormone or two. The relative risk of being diagnosed with breast cancer was 20 to 30% higher among women who use or recently used birth control pills to a two-hormone combination, according to this latest study. Los Angeles schools closed for the first day as district workers have walked out on strike. Demonstrations began at a bus yard. Workers holding up signs saying you need to respect us, joining the picket lines in the rain. They're demanding better pay and additional staffing. The district superintendent said in a news conference that all schools in the Los Angeles Unified School District would be closed today. The enrollment, about 430,000 students, K through 12, according to district data website. The Service Employees International Union Local 99, which represents cafeteria workers, bus drivers, custodians, and special education assistants, said its members were striking because negotiations that might have provided a solution were non-existent. The union represents more than 30,000 district-wide workers. And that is today's Drive at 5. Those are the stories driving headlines right here in Western Pennsylvania, around the country, and around the world. It's 5:15.
The Drive at 5. The stories driving today's headlines. Brought to you by ServiceMaster of Greater Pittsburgh. When disaster strikes, demand the yellow van on 100.1 FM and AM 1020. KDKA.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.